Chapter 39.
Warning. Your familiar's current regeneration spot is no longer available. A new one must be chosen. Please review your available familiar regeneration options. Current regeneration spot, frontal sinus chamber 3 of Guardian the Shrill. No longer available. The digestive tract of Player Duke. Not recommended. Mirror your own regeneration. Village of Charnel. Not recommended. Choose a branded location. Choose a regeneration spot using the map. Recommended.
Like with the death of Bast, it took several minutes for the soul power to finish pouring into me. The power bar turned yellow, meaning my soul power was temporarily unlimited. I expected to be ejected from the kaiju like I had with Mortazgus, but nothing happened. I guessed that only occurred if it died while you were in direct control. I knew we'd moved to the Shrill's regen spot, but it was only a couple miles or so from where we were if the Guardian had been following his normal daily schedule. The Shrill would regenerate in 20 minutes, and he'd be in just about the same condition he was before Banksy had blown a hole in the side of him. Killing Guardians was no big deal as long as they were near their regen spots. I was pretty sure you couldn't change their spots, though, so it would be a big deal. A very, very big deal during the endgame scenario. But that wasn't something I needed to worry about just yet. I saw exactly what happened on my gross anatomy map before it turned itself off with the Guardian's death. The moment Banksy had upgraded to the Girt, he'd grown exponentially. He'd literally shot out of the side of the Shrill as if he was a cannonball. I only saw Banksy's outline on the map for a quick second. It was difficult to tell his new exact size, but if I had to guess, I'd hazard he was about half the length of Bast, though not nearly as high. So about 500 feet long and about 25 feet tall. I shuddered, remembering when he was the size of my fingernail. I clicked on my familiar menu and examined his new properties.
Banksy, the Girt. Level 25, Minor Guardian. Young Adult Stage. This is a unique familiar. Chosen by the Celestials, the Girt is the final, most powerful and ultimate form of the Guthook evolution path. The Girt will become more formidable with each level up, culminating at the top possible level of 50, where he will cease to be your familiar and will become your associated guardian. The Girt retains most of his previous abilities and will learn new special attacks at levels 30, 35, and 40. He ceases his sustenance requirements and receives his immortality at level 50. In addition, upon reaching level 50, he will no longer be permitted to approach large population centers such as Medina, Necroshire, and Little Cibola. For one time only, the Girt may freely choose an external location as his regeneration spot. Note: Minor Guardians may not use deep dive locations as their regeneration spots, even if they are branded. Once the Minor Guardian hits level 50, his currently selected regeneration spot will become his permanent revival location.
Holy crap. I didn't know what I was expecting, but it wasn't that. I pulled open the regeneration menu. I chuckled at the digestive tract of Player Duke option.
Select exterior regeneration spot.
A not very detailed map of the realm popped up. 22 small circles populated the chart. These were the existing Guardian regeneration spots, and Banksy's new spot couldn't overlap. They were not labeled, but I could tell my earlier guess about the location of some of the other Guardians, such as the Opera and the Guardian of the Sundered, was likely correct. There were multiple small islands floating to the side of the diagram. These were hidden locations. The map gave no indication of where they actually were, just their shape. At the very south end of the map was a twisting road bisected by a river that ended at a large, castle-like structure that rivaled the size of Medina. I suspected that was the world of Hell. Damn, I wish this game had a screenshot option. It wouldn't let me choose any of the hidden locations as Banksy's regeneration spot. I thought about it a moment. I was tempted to choose the plains outside of Charnel, but I changed my mind. Instead, I picked a location much closer to the rift, a clear spot to the east of the crack in the world, on the outskirts of the town of Little Cibola. It was smack between two other regeneration spots. One was likely the Sundered's invisible kaiju, and the other was the swamps just north of there, home to Kolo Kolo, the slug kaiju of the Shade Gremlins. The game asked me if I was sure, and I clicked yes. I then had to go back into the menu and manually select this new spot. I wanted to be sure I'd read the description properly, so I changed his spot to see if I still could. To my relief, it allowed me to choose the city of Charnel, with a warning. It would devastate the town. It still let me do it. That was good to know. I could still move his respawn around until he hit level 50, but I had to be careful. Whatever was selected when he leveled up that last time would become his permanent spot. I moved his respawn back to the field outside of Little Cibola. As if on cue, Banksy spoke in my mind.
Duke, I have outgrown my cave. This saddens me, but I am thankful for the story you told me of your daughter and of you gazing upon the stars. That is the vision I will have when I think back on that warm, cozy refuge. I am going to ground, hunting the great burrowers that live beneath this world. They beckon me. While you cannot talk to me, you will now have the ability to summon me to your location. Call, and I will come. I cannot teleport like Winky can, but I will come as quickly as possible.
I sat there for a long moment after his message, wishing I had the ability to talk back to him. Jesus. He's all grown up. I felt oddly empty. Alone. With Banksy away, a major conduit of soul power was also gone. I would have to be more proactive about killing things. I was slowly working my way through the shrill, killing everything I could. Soon, all that would be left would be parasites I couldn't handle. And when that happened, I would be in trouble. I finally remembered I'd gone up a level too. I tossed my point into strength. I took a look at my surgery talents. Finally, several of my healing abilities had leveled, including anti-parasitic, which was now level 7. I could finally make a move into the small intestine and attempt to rescue Bernadette. My earlier experiments with the anti-parasitic talent had been less than successful. I could cast a level 6 spell at a level 7 parasite 100 times in a row, and it wouldn't kill it. It would make it weak, though. But two castings didn't stack. The dino worm right outside my door was level 8. His official name was a Toxocarasaurus. I called him Yoshi. Banksy and I had attempted several combinations of healing and attacks to try to kill him, but all we could manage to do was get him really, really mad. He'd bitten Banksy right in half once. The worms that lived within the intestine were level 7. According to my diagnosis, they were responsible for 20% of the shrill's strength reduction. The intestinal system was built like a giant knot, with Bernadette in the middle. I couldn't cut my way straight in without having to cut through several layers of the worms and causing all sorts of unnecessary damage to the shrill. It was designed so I'd have to enter at either end and power my way through, casting as I went. Looking at my area of effect, I'd have to cast at least 3, possibly 4 times before I covered the entire center. And I knew from experience I was going to stir up a whole lot of trouble before I got there. Even with my skill high enough, going into a tube with no escape veins and casting a spell that attracted every nearby monster was pure suicide. I could cast invulnerable for almost 19 seconds. That wasn't enough. Even if the anti-parasitic managed to kill everything, it took as long as 90 seconds to finally work. Damn it. I could really use Banksy for this, or even Clara. I had 22 skill points hoarded up. I looked over some of my newly available skills and spells to see if any of them would be helpful. Nothing jumped out at me. I needed to keep at least 7 points available to level my teleport up to level 3 so I could complete the charnel quest. I really wanted to level my teleport up to level 4, which cost an additional 10 points. If I could manage that, I'd be able to zap around the map almost at will. If I wanted to keep that option open, it meant I could only spend up to 8 skill points. I needed to be level 25 for that final teleport upgrade, and I received 3 on level up. My eyes caught a spell I'd had access to for a while. Miniaturize. It cost 3 skill points for the first level and 3 for level 2. Upon level 2, I'd be able to temporarily shrink myself and all my gear to 1/10 my normal size for 2 seconds of every level of my acumen skill. So, 34 seconds. It had seemed pointless. Clara had found a ring that allowed her to do the same thing, but she hadn't found much use for it yet. But thinking about it, I realized how I could combine it with my Bloodborne talent to great effect. While the destinations of Bloodborne were limited, I could use any artery or vein to jump onto the Great Highway as long as the blood vessel was at least twice my width. That was no problem outside of most of the organs, but when I went into the deeper places, most of the blood vessels were the thinner arterioles and even smaller capillaries. These smaller arteries were everywhere, even along the interior intestinal walls. If I could manage to make myself small enough, I could shrink and use one of these smaller blood vessels to escape once I cast my antiparasitic. It was a chicken shit way to do it, but I didn't care about that. I needed to cast, retreat while the parasites were in their death throes, and then advance once they were all dead. The only problem with this was that all 3 of the required castings, antiparasitic, miniaturize, and bloodborne, all took up a lot of soul power. And Bloodborne was inconsistent in how long it would take to open up and let me in. So I'd have to hold them back long enough to kill a few of them to regain my soul power. And if the miniaturized spell wore off before I could exit the cell pod, I shuddered at the thought. I sighed. I used 6 points to buy the first 2 levels of miniaturize. This was taking much too long already. I was several weeks late meeting up with Clara. I had to get this done now.